It's the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with hosts Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. Let's go eat. I'm your announcer, Zach Caton, and we're coming to you live on tape from the facilities of Visit Salt Lake. Our guests today are determined to make sure everyone has access to books. Everyone, including kids, has the freedom to read. We're talking to the proprietors of King's English Bookstore, Ann Holman and Calvin Crosby.
Cheers. Good. Thanks for joining us.
Don't ban books. Nobody should ban books of any kind.
But just don't read them.
We have
And now here are your hosts, Jimmy and Bill.
Thank you. I can never remember the name of the announcer. He says it. I know his name, but I can't. It's either Zach Caton or Zach Catton. And when I talk to him in person, I say, Zach, is it Caton or Catton? And he tells me, and then I always forget. And then he says, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, but it does.
Because he says it. Now, let me introduce our guests here that are sitting here with us. We have with us Ann Holman. This would be Ann. And this is Calvin Crosby. This would be Calvin. This is Jimmy Santangelo over here, or Splishy Splashy Jimmy.
That's right.
Who is the president of the Wine Academy of Utah, wineacademyofutah.com. And I'm Bill Allred. Thank you for being here. These two people are from King's English Bookstore, a venerable bookseller institution in Salt Lake City. How many years been around, Ann?
46.
We have to cheers to that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cheers.
46 years. Yeah, a little margarita and Sauvignon Blanc. Margarita by Simplicity Cocktail, local distillery. Mm. Then we also have Joel Gott, Sauvignon Blanc. And Calvin right away knew that this is a good one. And he's right. Cheers.
Listen, we'll talk books, of course, but just as long as we're on the topic of cheers and wine and stuff, where do you guys like to go? Your store at 15th and 15th in that neighborhood is surrounded by great places to eat.
Yeah.
Extraordinary places to eat.
So do you frequent those places fairly often?
Well, we do, and actually what we should talk about Cassatt, because we're doing this new partnership with them. And we just did a really big event with a local guy who wrote a book on tequila.
Ah, very nice.
I'm not going to remember his name.
Is this it right here?
Let's see. Clayton.
Clayton. Chech.
Such, is that how you say it?
Says Chech.
It's called A Field Guide to Tequila by Clayton J. Sech?
I'm not sure.
Says Chech.
He's doing his PhD. Says Chech. Was doing a PhD at the University of
Utah. I've been checked in hockey by a guy with that last name before.
Anyway, we've been having a lot of fun with Cassatt.
They're pretty good. From the store.
And we have a regular Thursday thing that we do once a month with them as well, where we bring in authors or like a sales rep, or we do a book talk.
What can you tell us about this book, A Field Guide to Tequila?
He's an interesting person, so he's really doing a lot of in-depth work on mezcal and artisan drinking, and he is in Mexico now doing some field research, is my understanding. But he wrote this book, he came home to do the event, and so it was ticketed at the new Finca, the big Finca, on a Sunday, and so we sold tickets, or they sold tickets, and it was a tequila tasting.
Oh, great.
And we sold the book.
That's awesome.
Too. Yeah. And it was, I mean,
the food was amazing. The tequila tasted like, I never learned to taste spirits despite all my years of wine.
A little bit different with wine,
it's a whole different approach, and the education piece was worth the price of admission.
Agave-based spirit, both tequila and you mentioned mezcal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come down to King's English and grab this book.
Yeah, because we have signed copies.
You do?
Yeah, it's a good Christmas present.
So that's a good Christmas present to myself.
Yeah.
So King's English Bookstore, we mentioned 15th and 15th, but it's what's the exact address?
1511 South and 1500 East in Salt Lake City, Utah.
It's been around for how many years again, did you say?
46.
You know, but you guys have not been the proprietors for 46 years.
I can only claim 2.5.
I've been there about 22 years. Mm. So I bought in as a partner with Betsy in 2014.
Betsy, that's right.
And then when Betsy was ready to retire, she sold her shares to Calvin. And so we've been doing this together for two and a half years.
2.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about book business in general. The book selling business. Did you think that there might be a time in the book selling business when there wouldn't be any bookstores anymore? You probably have seen that.
Every night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
No, not really. Yeah.
And I think I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
because I do believe that bookshops are the heart of our communities. And while we always face disruptions, whether it's giant online retailers or chain stores, our community needs us to be there for them. Mm-hmm. So I believe that as long as we're seeking community, we will have bookshops.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me to see. I remember back in the day, you know, you had Sam Weller's, this huge, really wonderful, amazing bookstore. And then along came the chain bookstores. And that was kind of wonderful, too, in its own way. Borders and Barnes & Noble and which was another big one that was around. And
Books A Million.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, no, this is going to be tough for the smaller bookstores. And then comes, the Kindle.
Giant online retailer because they're not a bookshop.
A far cry from that. Yeah.
The A word. Don't say the A word around here. And it looked kind of scary.
Mm. I've been a bookseller for 30 years and have faced all those disruptions. I believe our channel comes back stronger every time, and weirdly, we come back with one more piece of our margin taken away every time there is this disruption, mm-hmm. which is why I'm optimistic about community gathering space, place to share ideas, that safe space that we all need where we can express and again, share ideas. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with an online seller.
Correct. You can't do that with a giant online retailer. Maybe can do it with the chain stores, but as we saw, most of them have gone away. Mm-hmm. I do think BNN is an important part of our pool now. Mm-hmm. I would hate to see them go away, but I do encourage everyone to shop local, not only for books, but everything else.
It looked like they were having trouble too, and now they're kind of getting a little coming back.
They're still finding their way.
Yeah, you guys have just managed to hang in there by being part of the, and I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business has been getting stronger over the last several years.
And not just ours, there's 32 independent bookstores in Utah now.
33, and there's a romance store that's gonna open soon. Mm. So that'll be 34.
So when you talk about the book industry, one thing that you know the public doesn't always see, but we see every month the new bookstores that are, and yes, some close, many, many new bookstores opening. Mm-hmm. So we feel like we've got a really good future.
And the landscape of independent bookshops in Utah is not only in the 30s, but we're native owned because I'm the majority shareholder, my people are Cherokee. But there are three queer-owned bookshops along the Wasatch, along the Wasatch Front. Mm-hmm. So,
not to bring up the A word, but people do that because it's convenient.
Correct.
But so let's say I want a book, and I go whoop, and I get it. But I bet I can also call the King's English and say, this is the book I'm looking for, and you can say, well, we can have it in for you in
a day or two.
So, pretty much the same thing.
The thing is, Amazon.
A puppy died.
You got a drink.
Okay,
drink.
This is terrible. Amazon gets their. Oh gosh, did it again.
You said it again.
A puppy died.
Oh my
again.
Gosh.
You
know, at this rate,
I think the liquor has loosened you up.
They get their books from the same place everybody else does. Yeah. Jimmy's laughing his head off. They get their books from the same place everybody else does. And so they might say they can do something, but it isn't always true. And the reality is, if you can wait an extra 12 hours, you can get the book from us.
Yeah. So. I have to confess, I must remember that because I do order.
And
from this day forward, I promise you, I will contact you first.
Well, thank you.
I just
because you miss out on that engagement, right?
Yeah.
Coming in and so you park a block and a half away, go for a walk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no big deal, and it's a beautiful neighborhood, and it's engaging with any of our local purveyors, whether it's a King English or going to 9th and 9th for something fun to get a little trinket or something.
Absolutely.
So you want to talk about something now that's something that's even more horrible than the A word, and that's. Parents United. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Book banning.
And book banning.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that you guys have can we call it a charity?
It's a fully operational 501c3.
Okay, so
Brain Food Books.
Yeah, what? Say it again.
Brain Food Books.
Brain Food Books, which is dedicated to putting books in the hands of children rather than trying to take them out of the hands of children.
Yes. Yes.
But let's talk about all of that. And what do you see? What do you see is going on right now with this move to go to school libraries and find objectionable books and take them out?
So it's amazing. And again, I started with optimism. I'm going to go dark now. Warning.
It's a dark topic.
It's only a few people making these demands. And it is about keeping people ignorant. Because we all know that when you read, when you have access to books, you learn not only maybe about yourself, but you learn about your neighbors, you learn about your neighbors in other countries, you learn empathy, you develop understanding, and so the book banning wants to keep that from happening. Mm-hmm. So with Brain Food, we really are about equity and access for books. My dream as the executive director is to have books in the home be normalized. As much as I love that they're extraordinary when you come into my bookshop, I still want every home to just take for granted the fact that they have a bookcase of books.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me that when I was in high school, which was quite a while ago, and I would, I remember being, because I was being disruptive in class, one of my teachers said, you're out of here. Go to the library and spend the rest of the day at the school library.
It's a dream come true.
I'd have been more disruptive.
And so I went there, and I'm looking around for something to read, and I see, I don't know what caught my attention about this book, but it was a book, and I still have it. I bought a copy myself. It's, what's it called, Great Modern Poetry, or American Modern Poetry. And it's all beatnik and avant-garde. Mm-hmm. And I opened it up and I started reading Howl by Allen Ginsberg in my high school library, and went, well, this is something, and it sort of started me on the road. I read poetry quite a lot and I love poetry, but that's what started me on the road to doing it. And I bet if Parents United, they probably already have read Howl and said, well, that can't be in this school library.
Oh, I don't think they've read it.
Yeah, I don't think they've read it.
I shouldn't have said it then.
Think about who you would be if you had not had that experience. Yeah, so this is what banning books takes away. Like, your identity would be something completely different at this point had you not been transformed by that poetry.
Yeah. Talk about how does Brain Food Books, how does it operate to get books to kids?
So, very many ways. Our core initiative is the pediatric clinics, the community pediatric clinics, including the Tuba City Pediatric Clinic on the Navajo Reservation.
Oh, yeah, I've been down there.
So the idea with that is that a child goes in to get their wellness checkup, and on their way out, there's a bookcase, and they get to pick the book of their choice. And we work with the clinicians and the staff that the books are not categorized or organized so that the child can find the book that speaks to them. Mm-hmm. Which is really hard because our clinician friends do want things organized and alphabetized. And then we are now working with several shelters. With the shelters, we're just keeping the bookcase full. And as we start to see the demographics, we build to that demographic. We work with Title I schools to bring them authors, and every kid that hears the authors and or illustrators speak gets a copy of the book. Then we're also working with a couple of the districts with their Title VI program, which is their Native American students. And with that, we've brought authors in, and Saturday, I guess tomorrow.
It's here.
Tomorrow we have 40 kids that are in the Granite School District Little Feathers program coming in. We're gonna give them the quickest store tour ever, and then we're gonna take them to the kids section and give them a golden ticket a la Willy Wonka.
Wow.
And every child will get to pick the book of their choice, and Brain Food will pay for that.
That's really great. Yeah. That's absolutely excellent. It's the King's English Bookstore, and it's heroic work in a lot of ways, I think. Now, you said earlier that I mentioned that I did a reading there a few years ago of a kid's book. And I remember I did a reading of a Hemingway story once at Barnes & Noble downtown when they were having a Hemingway. And somebody just called me up out of the blue, heard me on the radio, and said, do you want to come in and read this Hemingway story? I love doing that kind of thing. So if I can ever, just feel free to call me, get a hold of me, email me, say, Bill, can you come and read?
Yeah, we would love to have you.
And I'd be more than happy to
That'd
do
be
it.
Awesome.
I'm a performer at heart too. I just love, you know, if it's little kids, if you can just catch them and realize, hey, they're paying attention. They're not, you know.
Yeah.
So anytime.
We would love to have you.
You're on the list.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else? Do we need to cover anything else here, Jimmy?
Let's see. We got the location at 1511 South, 1500 East in Salt Lake City, Utah. King's English Bookstore. Right next to Finca, as you mentioned, across the street from Cassatt. Throw those guys a little
I know content. One other thing I wanted to say. But the slogan of the, is the ALA, let freedom read.
Yeah.
Let freedom read.
And it's READ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Wow.
Okay. Anyway, now is it time for a splash of news, do you think?
Yeah, let's do a little splash of news.
Okay.
I've got a couple pieces. So we like to do a little current news or something relevant. I got two pieces here to make mention. The first is average American doesn't start drinking responsibly until the age of 29.
What?
29.
Wait. Well, I'm way behind.
You better start.
I should have started at 29.
I'll drink to that.
Drinking responsibly is good advice at any age, but it turns out most people don't start listening until their 30s. A new poll finds out.
I'm sorry, what'd you
say? Yeah, right. Huh? New poll finds the average American hits their era of moderation at 29 years old. The survey of 2,000 American wine drinkers over 21 reveals that 86% agree that drinking alcohol is the activity where they apply most of their moderation. Beyond that, food and snacks at 70% people, shopping 65%, and socializing 49%. I wonder if that what the moderation for social media consumption would be, how we moderate ourselves on that. I would suspect that's quite high to try to do that. This younger generation, huh?
Stone cold sober.
Stone cold.
I knew there was something wrong with
it. Yeah. Explains so much.
Well, here's another story that might relate in a little bit. Non-alcoholic beverages are very popular right now. And this is in the
with
spirit
pool.
Of that. Yeah, yeah. I've heard.
You've heard it.
Want a hangover-free morning? Try the Phony Negroni. Brooklyn-based distillery, St. Agristus, produces both alcohol and non-alcoholic ready-to-drink cocktails in single-serve glass bottles all the way up to a box of Negronis, like a Negroni pre-mixed drink off the tap, right in your fridge, ready to go. Well, they've produced a series of also non-alcoholic based Negronis featuring classic Phony Negroni, Phony Mezcal, as well as Amaro Falso, all featuring the nuanced natural flavors of botanical, citrus peel, and essences that are not overpowered by alcohol. Non-alcoholic beverages are here to stay and improving with higher quality ingredients. In Salt Lake, you can find your Phony Negroni at Caputo's Market and other fine retailers.
So right across the street.
And that's your splash of news.
It's King's English Bookshop. It's a small place, but it's got lots of books. It's stacked and jammed in everywhere you can possibly put them. Do yourself a favor. Go up there, go to Cassatt, go to Finca, go to Ali's place.
Maza.
Delicious.
Saba. Ali Saba.
Have some food and buy a book or two. It's fun to just, that's another thing you can't do online. You can't just browse through books. Just browse through and see, look at that one. That's got an interesting cover in it. And the smell of books is there.
And the delight on people's faces.
I will hold my booksellers up against any algorithm to be able to find you the right book any day of the week.
How many employees do you have?
Today? We have a lot of part-timers, and some that have been with us forever. So we probably have 33 booksellers.
That you can just kind
but
of they,
but a lot of them work really part-time. Yeah, we don't like to let go of people.
No. It's like the Hotel California.
You can never leave.
You can never leave.
Well, thanks for fighting the good fight. I mean, it really is. It's great work.
One thing we want to say before we go, by the end of this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's our big number.
So right now, we're at 22,000 and...
500-ish.
No, almost. So let's just say 22,500 books that we've given out in the last 13 months that we've had Brain Food books.
Okay.
By the end of 2023, we will have given out 23,000 books in two of the community.
It's unbelievable.
To create the equity and access for everyone to have
books. That is awesome.
Great work.
Really, really. Yeah, let's drink to that.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us.
Don't ban books. Nobody should ban books of any kind.
Just don't read them.
We have school librarians are trained, and they can say to kids, you know, I don't think this one is for you. Why don't you try this instead?
Absolutely.
You're not ready for this book.
Yep.
And they do that. They monitor. They know what's going on.
They do.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
This is our first Shakedown cruise here at the Visit Salt Lake. We're doing our first recording here at Visit Salt Lake Media Center. For more on Visit Salt Lake and the Media Center and all of that, just go to visitsaltlake.com. And thanks to you guys for doing that. And I guess we're done. Take it away, Zach, whatever your last name is.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with Jimmy Santangelo. You can contact Jimmy at www.thewineacademyofutah.com. As for Bill Allred, it might be best to just leave him alone. Comments, questions, or angry complaints to the management should be directed to the Let's Go Eat Show at gmail.com. The Let's Go Eat and Drink Show is produced by Dawson Dow. Our theme music was composed and recorded by Doug Wild. Recording facilities, as needed, are by the Visit Salt Lake Media Center at www.visitsaltlake.com. The show is a Double Plus production. I'm Zach Caton, but you don't have to take my word for it. Let's go.